Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is the 4th of November, and it is Wednesday. On the Hebrew calendar, it is the 17th of Cheshvan. Today in history was the beginning of the Great Flood. According to Genesis 7, verse 11, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, counting from Tishrei, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened. This week our parasha is called Vayera, meaning he appeared, and today's portion from the Torah is Genesis 19, 21 through 21 and 4. Also, I want to mention that at the end of the episode, I will be making an announcement about next year's journal, so be listening for that as well. Before we begin to read, as usual, we'll take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So he said to him, Behold, I will grant your request concerning this matter too, not to demolish the city of which you have spoken. Hurry, flee to safety there, because I cannot do anything until you arrive there. This is why the town is named Tzoar. The moment the sun rose upon the land, Lot entered Zoar, and the Lord rained sulfur and fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the sky. So he demolished these cities and the whole surrounding area, all the inhabitants of the cities, and the vegetation of the ground. But his wife looked behind him, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Now Abraham rose early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord, and he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward the entire land of the surrounding area, and saw, behold, the smoke of the land ascended like smoke from a furnace. So it was, as God destroyed the cities of the surrounding area, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the upheaval, when he demolished the cities where Lot had dwelt. Then Lot went up from Zoar and dwelled on the mountain, his two daughters with him, because he was afraid to dwell in Zoar. So he lived in a cave, he and his two daughters. Then the firstborn said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man in the land to come to us, as is the custom of the whole land. Come on, let's make our father drink wine, so that we can lie with him and keep the seed from our father alive. So they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn came and lay down with her father. Yet he did not know that she lay down and got up. On the following day, the firstborn said to the younger, See, I slept with my father last night. Let's make him drink wine tonight as well. Come on, sleep with him, so that we'll keep the seed from our father alive. So they made their father drink wine that night as well, and the younger got up and lay down with him, and he did not know that she lay down and got up. So Lot's two daughters become pregnant by their father. Then the firstborn gave birth to a son and named him Moab. He is the ancestors of the Moabites to this day. The younger also gave birth to a son and named him Ben-Ammi. He is the ancestor of the sons of Ammon to this day. Then Abraham journeyed from there to the land of the Negev and settled between Kadesh and Shur. While he was dwelling as an outsider in Gerar, Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, She is my sister. So King Avimelech of Gerar sent for and took Sarah. But God came to Avimelech in a dream at night and said to him, Behold, you are as good as dead because of the woman whom you have taken, since she is a married woman. Now Avimelech had not come near her, so he said, My lord, will you slay a nation, even though innocent? Didn't he say to me, She's my sister? And she herself even said, He's my brother. I did this with integrity of my heart and guiltlessness of my hands. Then God said to him in a dream, Yes, I myself knew that you did this with integrity of your heart. So I myself prevented you from sinning against me. That is why I did not allow you to touch her. So now, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and let him pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, know that you will surely die, you and all who are yours. Avimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and spoke all these words in their ears, and the men were very frightened. Then Avimelech called to Abraham and said to him, What have you done to us, and how have I sinned against you, that you brought great sin upon me and my kingdom? You've done to me things that should not be done. Avimelech also said to Abraham, What motivated you to do this thing? Abraham said, Because I thought, there is certainly no fear of God in this place, so they'll kill me because of my wife. And besides, she really is my sister. She's my father's daughter, though not my mother's daughter. Then she became my wife. So when God made me wander away from my father's house, I said to her, This is your loyalty that you must show me. In every place we go, say of me, He is my brother. Then Avimelech took sheep, cattle, male slaves and female slaves, and gave them to Abraham and returned his wife Sarah to him. Then Avimelech said, Look, my land is before you. Dwell wherever it pleases you. At the same time he said to Sarah, Look, I've given 1,000 shekels to your brother. Look, it is compensation for everything that happened. So to everyone with you, you are vindicated. Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Avimelech, his wife, and his female slaves, so that they could bear children. For the Lord had completely locked up every womb in Avimelech's household because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Then the Lord visited Sarah, just as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah just as he had spoken. So Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time that God had told him. Abraham named his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore for him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised Isaac, his 8-day-old son, just as God had commanded him. That was Genesis 19:21-21:4. Today's portion from the prophets is Judges 4. But Bnei Israel again did what was evil in the Lord's eyes after Ehud had died. So the Lord sold them over into the hand of Yavin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Chazor. His army commander was Sisera, who lived in Cheroshet Hagoyim. So Bnei Israel cried out to the Lord, for he had 900 iron chariots and had harshly oppressed Bnei Israel for 20 years. Now Deborah, a woman who was a prophetess, the wife of Lapidot, was judging Israel at that time. She used to sit under the palm tree of Devorah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And Bnei Israel came up to her for judgment. Now she sent and summoned Barak, son of Avinoam, from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, Hasn't the Lord God of Israel commanded, Go, march to Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali, and of the sons of Zebulun. Then at the Kishon torrent, I will draw out to you Sisera, commander of Yavin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will give him into your hand." But Balak said to her, "If you are going with me, then I will go. But if you aren't going with me, I won't go." "Surely I will go with you," she said. "However, no honor will be yours on the way that you are about to go, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." So Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. Then Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali together to Kedesh, and 10,000 men marched up after him, and Deborah went up with him. Now Hever the Kenite had separated himself from the Kenites, from the children of Hovav, the father-in-law of Moses, and had pitched his tent as far as the oak in Saananim, which is near Kedesh. They told Sisera that Barak, son of Avinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. So Sisera ordered all his chariots, 900 iron chariots, and all the troops that were with him, from Haroshet HaGoyim to the Kishon. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Arise, for this is the day in which the Lord will deliver Sisera into your hand. Has the Lord not gone out before you?" So Barak came down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. The Lord threw Sisera and all his chariots and all his army into confusion before Barak with the edge of the sword. Then Sisera got down from his chariot and fled away on foot. But Barak pursued the chariots of the army and the army as far as Haroshet HaGoyim. The whole army of Sisera fell by the sword. Not one was left. Meanwhile, Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Yael, the wife of Hevel the Kenite. For there was peace between King Yavin of Hatzor and the house of Hevel the Kenite. So Yael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my lord, turn aside to me. Don't be afraid." So he turned aside to her into the tent, and she covered him with a blanket. He said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." So she opened a skin of milk and made him drink some and covered him. Then he said to her, "Stand at the entrance of the tent, and if anyone comes and asks you anything, saying, 'Is there a man here?' then you will say, 'There's no one.'" Then Yael, Hever's wife, took a tent pin and got a hammer in her hand, approached him stealthily, and drove the pin into his temple until it pierced through into the ground. For he was exhausted and in a deep sleep. So he died. Now behold, as Barak was pursuing Sisera, Yael came out to meet him and said to him, "Come, I will show you the man whom you are seeking." So he entered with her, and behold, Sisera was lying dead with a tent pin in his temple. So on that day God subdued King Yavin of Canaan before Bnei Israel. The hand of Bnei Israel pressed hard on King Yavin of Canaan until they had cut off King Yavin of Canaan. That was Judges chapter 4. Today's portion from the writings is Psalm 30. A psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me up and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I cried to you for help and you healed me. Lord, you brought my soul up from Sheol. You kept me alive so I would not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, his faithful ones, and praise his holy name. For his anger lasts for only a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, "I will never be shaken." Lord, in your favor you made my mountain stand strong. When you hid your face, I was terrified. To you, Lord, I called, and to my Lord I made my plea. What gain is there in my blood, in my going down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, Lord, and be gracious to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my glory will sing to you and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. That was Psalm 30. Our final portion today is from the Apostolic Writings, and it is Matthew 21. Now as they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Yeshua sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village before you. Right away you'll find a donkey tied up and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The master needs them, and right away he will send them. This happened to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, See, your king is coming to you, humble and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Yeshua had directed them. They brought the donkey and colt and put their clothing on them, and he sat on their clothing. Most of the crowd spread their clothing on the road, and others began cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. The crowds going before him and those following kept shouting, saying, Hosanna to Ben David, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowds kept saying, This is the prophet Yeshua from Nazareth in the Galilee. Then Yeshua entered the temple and drove out all those selling and buying in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those selling doves. And he said to them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of thieves. The blind and lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars saw the wonders he performed, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to Ben David, they became indignant, and they said to him, Do you hear what these children are saying? Yes, Yeshua said to them, Haven't you read, Out of the mouths of babes and nursing toddlers, you have prepared praise for yourself. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he spent the night there. Now early in the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came up to it and found nothing on it except leaves only, and he said to it, May no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree shriveled up at once. When the disciples saw it, they were astonished. How did the fig tree shrivel on the spot? They asked. Yeshua asked them, Amen, I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, Be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, trusting, you shall receive. Now, when he entered the temple, the ruling Kohanim and the elders of the people came to him while he was teaching, saying, By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority? Yeshua replied to them, I also will ask you one question. If you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. John's immersion, where was it from? Was it from heaven or from men? They began to dialogue among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say to us, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the crowd, for all hold up John as a prophet. So answering Yeshua, they said, we don't know. Then he said to them, neither am I telling you by what authority I do these things. Now, what do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, son, go work in the vineyard today. The son answered, I won't. But afterward he had a change of heart and went. The man went to the second son and said the same thing. But he answered, I will, sir, and didn't go. Which of the two did the will of the father? The first, they said. Yeshua said to them, amen, I tell you, the tax collectors and prostitutes are going ahead of you into the kingdom of God. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him, and even after you saw this, you had no change of heart to believe him. Listen to another parable. There was a master of a household who planted a vineyard. He put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to some tenant farmers and went on a journey. Now, when fruit season drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. But grabbing his servants, the tenants beat up one, killed another, and stoned still another. Again, the master sent other servants, even more than the first, and they did the same thing to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him and get his inheritance. So grabbing him, they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the master of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? He will bring those miserable men to a miserable end, they said to him, and will lease the vineyard to other tenants, who will give him his share of the fruits in their seasons. Yeshua said to them, have you never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone. This came from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people producing its fruits. Whoever falls on this stone will be shattered, but the one upon whom it falls, it will crush him. When the ruling Kohanim and Pharisees heard Yeshua's parables, they realized he was talking about them. Although they were trying to seize him, they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. That was Matthew 21, and it concludes our readings for today. If you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's cycle, you'll be reading Romans 1 today also. And now for our little bit of news about the Daily Bread Journal for next year. We are excited to announce that it is now available for sale on arielmedia.shop. And the promo code for those of you ladies who listen to the podcast, there's a promo code for you, and you can get it at 17% discount, and it is Busy Moms. Just enter that code, and you will get a 17% discount on the journal for next year. Once again, it's available for sale on arielmedia.shop, and we will have that link live on our website as well, dailybreadmoms.com. And on the dailybreadmoms.com website, you will see where you can click purchase the journal, and that will take you to the shop as well. So that's all from me for today. I want to thank you all for listening and wish you a blessed and fruitful day. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.